the head of the state beareth witness that he sent me. Then said they unto him, where is thy father? Jesus answered, you know not me, nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. Praise God. And he goes on and keeps telling them, hey, he sent me. That fellow you called your God is the one that sent me to you. I'm his ambassador. I have his message. His message is true. And he had a message of reconciliation to those that claimed to be in the kingdom, that wanted to be in the kingdom. But he had an ultimatum. And unless you receive me, you'll die in your sins and you'll be expelled from the kingdom of God to which you claim to be members of, to which you desire to be involved into and be a member of. He kept going on. Verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Praise God. Boy, I like this. I go on through that book of John, all them gospels. Something you don't even notice till you get down and get it, Lord, show it to you and call it out to you and point it out to you, and you bring it out in the open, begin to look at it. That the Lord was always trying his best to give his credentials openly to the members of the kingdom of God in his day. That I'm sent from the head of the state. He is not pleased with your ways. Your ways are not pleasing to him. And he's trying to bring you back into the kingdom from which you have departed. You say that you're members of the kingdom of God, but the God that you say is your God is the one that sent me. And ye therefore hear me not, because you're not of God. He that God sends speaks the words of God. And not only that, he that is of God will hear God's words that his ambassador delivers. If a person's of God, then they'll hear God's words. And those that hear them not is not of God. And they will not receive the ambassador that God has sent them in his spirit. We are ambassadors for Christ. And God is in us reconciling the world back to himself. And it's a grave responsibility. Paul the Apostle was a great ambassador for Christ. He spent much of his lifetime in irons and in prison. I like this. Turn with me quickly. Acts 22, verse 17. And it came to pass, he's relating his conversion on the road to Damascus, that when I was come to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, this is where he saw Christ, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I've imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. I'll send thee. Praise God, he got his commission after he'd been converted, after God had dealt with him. And he had the scales fallen from his eyes, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And Ananias said, the Lord is going to show thee how great things you'll suffer. And here Paul relates here the commission that Christ gave him personally and says, I'll send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And Paul was the ambassador of Christ to the Gentiles to call out a holy remnant, a people for his name, and to make other ambassadors that would go on with the message after his decease, and that would cover the Roman Empire like the dew with a message from the head of the state that they would represent with the credentials from heaven that the Holy Ghost had given them. The messenger must have a message with conditions of peace when there's an ultimatum that God will reject us unless we accept his conditions of peace. We must not have a phony message. We must not have a message of compromise, because peace and entry into the kingdom of God, peace with the King, peace with God through Jesus Christ, is not possible upon a message of compromise. Today, many so-called ambassadors for Christ have got a compromising, watered-down message that will not bring men and women in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. They watered it down until today. We've got a division in among the people of God that God is going to have great diplomats and envoys and messengers to rise up with great accreditation to send them out to reconcile a church that has been hoodwinked and bewitched by phony ambassadors. God have mercy, we got more ambassadors. And the Bible tells us over in the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, verse 7, I believe it is, that the ambassadors of peace are going to weep bitterly. These old ambassadors of peace, that means they have conditions of peace on compromise. It's not repent or perish. It's not that you accept the word of the kingdom and live it, or you're rejected. It's an old ultimatum. All you got to do is say Jesus, and he'll save you, and you can live like you want to in the free, greasy grace that is nothing more than being a libertine and claiming to live in the grace of God. A real ambassador that has the accreditation of headquarters, that God honors, that God puts his message in his heart, and he speaks the words of God, and he opens the hearts of God's people to receive him and the message. If he's sent from God, then God's people, the true people, will hear him. And God will be honored and glorified in his life. These phony messengers have a message, but it's a message of compromisers and soothsayers and sweet talkers that is ruining the church. And people are not coming into the kingdom. They like the days of old when Jesus said, "Woe unto you Pharisees, you hypocrites and lawyers," said, "you've got the key of knowledge and you won't open up the kingdom of God to go in, and you hinder everybody else from going in. You've got the key of knowledge and you won't use it." Let me tell you something. An ambassador for Christ don't look at his popularity. He's trying his best to please the head of state who sent him. He's not trying to please himself and be popular. He's trying to represent and bring about conditions of peace between the head of the state he represents and the head of that state that he sent to. And that's your responsibility and mine. Paul had that message. He lived in courtrooms and jails the rest of his life. From the time he's relating this, he's in jail. He's in chains. Over the 24th chapter in chains, there he is relating that glorious message to old Festus. "Lord, old Festus cried out, 'Much learning doth make thee mad.'" But Felix was there, also the governor. And he says, as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time, for when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee." He shook the Roman Empire as an ambassador from the head of the state of the kingdom of God to a rebellious world that's rebelled against God. And God has the same problem that he related to the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 1, 2 through 6. He said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I've nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass knows his master's crib, but my people doth not know nor consider." Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, you've forsaken the Lord. And said, "Now the whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot to the top of the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They've not been bound up, nor closed up, nor mollified with ointment." And God is sending ambassadors to bring God's children back that are in rebellion, back to reconciliation through the message of reconciliation. "You repent and turn back, or you'll perish, saith the Lord." And the church don't want to hear that. They said, "Oh, that's for the sinners. How about these old sinning rascals in the church? They're worse than those in the world." In the 26th chapter of Acts, Paul's got the king, King Agrippa, getting him close now to the top. It's not Caesar yet. A king in those days wasn't the top. Caesar was the top. God's getting him there. He went to Caesar too. "O King Agrippa," verse 19 says, "I wasn't disobedient unto that heavenly vision." And he relates it to him. "God sent me." He's showing his credentials. Physically, it looks bad, a man in chains.